Governor Scott Walker has signed the new two-year, $68 billion budget after making 57 vetoes. The budget includes a $650 million income tax cut. It rejects a federal Medicaid expansion and expands private school vouchers statewide. Charles Franklin, the director of the Marquette University Law School poll, is with us this morning to analyze the budget. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Bob.
Did any veto decisions the governor made, or did not make for that matter, catch your attention?
Well, I think the veto of allowing bounty hunters or a particular type of bail bondsmen in this state was significant. This is the second session in a row that he's vetoed that. And it was opposed by the attorney general and judges and prosecutors in the state. So maybe not a surprise, but it was maybe the most eye-catching single veto.
From a political perspective, what do you think of the governor's veto or budget decisions, for that matter? What does it does he seem to be trying to accomplish something politically here?
Well, I think there are several things. It's not a revolutionary budget in the same sense that Act 10 was 2 years ago, but it certainly moves the state in a conservative direction and has some substantial things in it. The $650 million tax cut, for example, doesn't add up to a whole lot of money for individuals each week in their paychecks, but it is a substantial amount, equal, by the way, just about exactly to the budget surplus that we had. So if we ran a surplus this year, where did it go? One easy way is it went to the income tax cut. The other thing, and that tax cut will stay with us into the future, so the long-term budget consequences may be fairly important. The other is the expansion of vouchers statewide, with a cap of just 500 students the first year and 1,000 the second. But from then on, this will be a continuing issue before the legislature every session to raise those caps. So that'll be an issue with us for a long time. On the pro-public school side, it does include a $150 per pupil increase, both this year and again next year. That's up from the zero increase the governor originally proposed, but still short of the $250 per pupil that a lot of public school advocates had looked for.
Did you note any compromising by the governor on this budget, and with whom?
I think the compromises were done within the Republican caucus. Democrats played, as far as I can tell, a very minor role in that. Where we did see some compromise was the difference in the vouchers now going statewide versus just the nine largest districts in the state, which is what the governor had originally proposed. There's also some important issues about how much borrowing to do in this budget. Republicans in the legislature fought to hold down the borrowing a little bit. But nevertheless, this budget borrows $1 billion for transportation, primarily highways. So in that sense, it's a budget that obligates the state to take on additional debt rather than pay for it now. We really are kicking the can down the road on road construction.
To use a Governor Walker expression, certainly there. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimates that perhaps there'd be a $500 million shortfall in the next two-year budget cycle. If that was to occur, does the Walker budget this time around show prudence?
Well, I think this is the big worry for people who just care about the budget and fiscal management in the state. We had had a long period of years where the state was running a structural deficit and sometimes a current deficit under both Democratic and Republican governors. The budget last year went a long ways to getting that under control. But with this budget, we take a $600 million surplus, convert it into a $500 million deficit, as well as borrow $1 billion for road construction. I think if Democratic administration was doing that, Republicans would be quite alarmed at such a sharp change from surplus to deficit and borrowing.
Charles Franklin is a professor of political science. He is with the Marquette University Law School poll, joining us this morning to analyze the governor's budget signed yesterday. Professor, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.